This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Students at the University of Colorado Boulder marched to an off-campus fraternity Friday evening to show support for two women who said they were sexually assaulted. The first incident was reported at a frat house in the 1000 block of 12th Street, either late October 23rd or early morning on the 24th, according to the Boulder Police Department. The second assault was reported at the same location about a week later on the 31st. Police say both investigations are in their early stages. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is asking the community to help the department collect turkeys for families in need. The goal is to collect at least 200 turkeys within the next 10 days. According to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, the turkeys will be donated to the Springs Rescue Mission for Thanksgiving. The department asks that anyone who can to buy an extra turkey during their next grocery trip. Turkeys can be dropped off at 1109 South Tejon Street. Colorado Springs has a new option for satisfying appetites for a double-double and animal-style fries. In-N-Out Burger opened its fifth restaurant in Colorado on Friday at 2895 New Center Point Road on the east side of Colorado Springs. A juvenile was shot in the leg early Saturday morning in the 2300 block of Old Stage Road, according to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. The Colorado Springs Police Department initially responded to a report of a juvenile gunshot victim at a local hospital. The juvenile was with their family inside of a vehicle at the time of the shooting. The juvenile was shot once in the leg and transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. In recognition of Veterans Day, Aspen Dental locations nationwide opened their doors to provide free care to military veterans across the country. Now in its seventh year, the Day of Service provides much-needed dental care for veterans at no cost to honor their service and break down barriers to health care. Millions of Americans struggle to access dental care every year, and veterans are no exception. In fact, U.S. veterans are ineligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration unless they are 100% disabled, have a service-related mouth injury, or were a prisoner of war. Saturday, Governor Jared Polis released a statement following reports that the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act with bipartisan support, sending it to President Biden's desk for signature. Governor Jared Polis said, quote, "Let's fix the roads and reduce traffic. This is a win for our country and a win for Colorado. I am thrilled that Congress has passed with bipartisan support this once-in-a-generation opportunity to improve our roads, create new jobs, improve our drinking water, and tackle climate change." The Colorado Springs Police Department arrested two suspects connected to multiple robberies across the city. Throughout October, two suspects robbed six businesses. According to CSPD, the suspect would display a weapon and often lead the victim around the store while making demands. On October 21st, the CSPD Tactical Enforcement Unit arrested 21-year-old Damian Daniels and 20-year-old Tanny Hurt in the 3800 block of Radiant Drive. At the time of the arrest, police say Daniels had a firearm.
Starting off our Sunday morning with temperatures in the low 40s along the I-25 corridor with a few clouds out there. Turning completely sunny by mid to late morning as we're in for a near record-breaking day. We actually should top our high temperature record in Colorado Springs, getting up to about 79 degrees today, 83 in Pueblo. These are temperatures we're used to seeing in early September, not so much November. Then cooling off for the start next week. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.